stand by while NCLA cuts through the noise to signal abuse of administrative power. This is Administrative Static with Mark Chenoweth and John Vecchione.
Welcome to Administrative Static. This is John Vecchione. Mark is not with me today. He's actually going to be at an award ceremony of Real Clear. The Real Clear Politics folks are awarding to our client, Jay Bhattacharya. And also a friend of the podcast, I'd say, Matt Taibbi. And so he will not be joining us. But we are fortunate to be joined by my colleague, Russ Ryan, to discuss an interesting case, and it's interesting for a number of reasons, how we're bringing it, who we're bringing it against, and what's it about. So, Russ, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Great to be here.
This is John Doe versus Public Company Accounting Oversight Board. PCAB, how do we acronymize that?
It's derisively referred to as peekaboo.
Okay.
Which is actually pretty appropriate because it's notorious for its secrecy, as we explain in the complaint.
And as we're going to get there. And so, of course, this John Doe fella, he sues everybody. So tell us what this case is about.
Sure. So this is actually the second John Doe case we've filed against this board. I'll just call it the board so we don't have to keep struggling over how to pronounce it and all that. So the board was created by Sarbanes-Oxley and as a private corporation, a nonprofit incorporated in the District of Columbia. It's staffed by completely private citizens, although an asterisk is that the board members, although they are also private citizens. Sort of oddly enough, have been deemed constitutional officers of the United States in the case of Free Enterprise Fund against PCAOB
in
2010. But even if you assume that the five board members are sort of quasi-governmental.
Who pays them?
They pay themselves.
Okay.
That's part of the lawsuit, by the way, and we can get to that too. but the rest of the staff, which I think is about, I think about 1,000 people, are all private citizens. They're actually paid a lot better than their governmental counterparts.
And what do they do? What is PCA? What's its job?
Yeah, its basic job is to regulate the industry of accounting firms that audit publicly traded companies and broker dealer firms.
And just to let some of the listeners know, if you're a publicly traded company, you have to have an audit every year to make sure that your funds are, there's just no shenanigans going on with how you haven't cooked the books or anything. And so whatever the company's saying about its financial stability is accurate.
That's it, yes. And in order to become one of those accounting firms that perform these audits, Sarbanes-Oxley required you to register with the PCAOB. And so What the board does is it issues accounting standards that govern the practice of auditing. It inspects firms on a periodic basis, basically kicking the tires, and it enforces the law when the staff believes that an audit firm has not complied with the board's own auditing standards or any provision of the federal securities laws. So that's what this last function is what the lawsuit is primarily about. And it's brought by our client, John Doe. He's asked for permission to proceed pseudonymously. Because also under Sarbanes-Oxley, the fact that someone is being investigated or is the subject of a disciplinary proceeding in front of the board does not become public. So that's part, we believe at least, that a person shouldn't have to out themselves in order to assert their constitutional rights against what we believe is an unlawful disciplinary process.
And so what is that? So he is caught up in one of these disciplinary processes run by the board. And what's the problem with that?
Well, first of all, and I'm going to channel my inner Philip Hamburger on this. The board's disciplinary process has, you know, they've created this look and feel of a court proceeding. But the board is not a court, and its hearing officers are not judges. And so our first claim is that the board is effectively relocating, basically misappropriating and relocating the judicial power of the United States under Article III and moving it to a private corporation that, to the extent it has any legitimacy, it's part of the executive branch, and executive branch officials have no judicial power. So the proceeding from start to finish is a constitutional nullity. Only Article III courts can adjudicate cases and controversies, but the board is purporting to do so through its own pseudo-court. We call it a pseudo-judicial proceeding. We don't even give it the dignity of a quasi-judicial.
To avoid Humphrey's executor. Okay, got it.
So that's one claim. Then we also allege sort of jarcossy-type claims that it deprives our client of a jury trial, that it deprives our client of procedural due process.
Well, what happens at the end of this process? Let's say they go through and they say there's a violation of some SEC law rather than the SEC right. doing this. Then what happens?
They can bar or suspend him from being associated with any audit firm that's registered with the board.
Okay.
Effectively putting him –
you're done.
Stripping him of his livelihood, essentially. And they can issue monetary penalties that are fairly harsh. I think for an individual, it can be as much as $1 million.
Wow.
Which is quite a bit higher than the SEC itself can impose if it chose to charge this person.
And it's well over the $20 in the Constitution where you get a jury, right?
Quite a bit, yes.
Okay, so that's what happens at the end if that's happened.
Right.
So I interrupted you as what was constitutionally wrong with this.
Okay, so not only is it the jury trial deprivation and a procedural due process, but the board, and this is true of many agency adjudications too, and we've made this argument before, the board is effectively deciding its own case. It is the supervisor of both the prosecutor and the pseudo-judge called the hearing officer. Eventually, if you lose before the hearing officer, you have the right to appeal it, but you have to appeal it to the board members who initially
brought the case.
Approved the charges. Mm-hmm. And so in every meaningful sense, the board at that point is serving as both the prosecutor and the judge. We think that's bad enough when it happens at a true government agency. But here, this is just a private corporation masquerading as a government agency, which leads me to another one of the claims we made. We threw the kitchen sink at them on this one. But what's going on here is we've essentially delegated the ability to prosecute and punish people to a bunch of private citizens with virtually no government intervention at all. No intervention by anyone who was appointed by the president with Senate approval. The only people anywhere near these cases with that status are the five SEC commissioners who are appointed and Senate confirmed.
And what role do they have in this?
They serve as the second line of appellate, the second level appellate tribunal. Okay. So if you don't like what the hearing officer did against you, he imposed, thousands and thousands of dollars in penalties. You get to appeal it to the board members who approved the case in the first place. And then if you don't like what they did, you can appeal it to the five SEC commissioners, at which point it's likely to become public at some point.
Right.
And then only after you've gone through the SEC process, you get to go to a real Article III court.
District or appellate?
Court of Appeals.
Okay. Facts are already baked in the cake.
Pretty much, although, so it's a substantial evidence standard
point.
But in fairness, it's de novo review by both the board members and the SEC.
Okay.
So, but that's a long haul, as you probably know. I mean, a typical case, to get all the way to a court of appeals is going to take you a minimum of 5 years.
Wow.
And that's probably not even including the couple of years or more that you were subject to an investigation by the PCAOB staff.
So this is filed in Tennessee?
Yes, Middle District of Tennessee, Nashville.
All right. Well, we will follow this case and see what happens. This sounds like an unconstitutional organization.
Yep.